anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I'm standing on the solid rock.
Good morning, friends, and welcome again to another broadcast of The Solid Rock. I count it a pleasure to come your way this morning and to share with you a little bit from the Word of God, God's holy word, the Bible. I'm so thankful that we have the Bible as a guide for us today. Today I want to talk to you about a person that was born with a mission. Born with a mission. Now the circumstances of this particular text are found over in Judges 13, 1 through 5. You might want to get out your Bible and follow along there.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Hey, this is John Racine from the Church at Las Vegas, and today is a very special Sunday, October 7th, 2018. This is the fifth year that I have been doing the broadcast and having the privilege to do that. But you know what? This show goes back quite a bit further than that. In fact, it goes back to the year that I was 11 years old. So not only the 5 years that I've been blessed to do the show, but the 35 years that our brother Daryl Raymond had the Solid Rock Gospel broadcast on the radio, and all the years that he spent doing that. What a great blessing that was to think about that, and we're remembering that this Sunday on our 40th anniversary of this broadcast. While Daryl was doing the broadcast, it was the longest live broadcast in the state of Nevada, religious broadcast, and so it's quite an honor to be able to carry on that kind of tradition and that kind of record. And I know Daryl was faithful to that, those 35 years that he did it. There was a few times there that filled in for him when he wasn't feeling up to it, mm-hmm. but I don't think he missed very many. So we have a really special guest star here this morning. And there was somebody else that was at all of those broadcasts for all those 35 years, or most of them anyway, that Daryl did that. And so it's very, very good to have Lucille Raymond with us this morning, and I just wanted her to just share her heart with you a little bit about, you know, what all of that meant to her and maybe some of the memories that she had about that and whatever else she'd like to share with you as the Las Vegas listening audience. So please welcome Lucille Raymond to our broadcast this morning.
Well, good morning is right. It was a year ago that I spoke to you the last time, first Sunday of October. But before that, it had been, like John said, 5 years before I had said anything on the radio. And it was my privilege recently to see and meet up again with Scott Gentry. This is the man who was instigated the getting us on the air in 1978. And he was a program director, and he was the one who said, "You can start the first Sunday of October." His girls were riding the church bus that we had at that time, and they kept saying that Daryl needed to talk to their dad because he's program director of Keno Radio, they kept saying. It was so cute. They were just little girls. So they connected, and Scott got him on, and so it was so fun to see him just recently and some of his family and to know that he was the one that started all this. And just had so much fun over all those years of going to the radio the first thing on Sunday morning, and that was our first activity of the day. And it was such a pleasure, and we had so many good people directing the programs for us. Of course, John Wood, which you hear on this program, he directed our programs for a while, and so did Frank Harnish and many others that I can't pull up all their names. So we had a great time, and we just love this avenue. You know, Jesus said, just go into all the world and teach and direct people to know that Jesus loves them. And so this is one of the avenues for all these years that has been able to sow the seed of the Word of God in the hearts of people. And we have, I can think of quite a few people who have become acquainted with God and have a relationship with Him even yet today. After all these years, they're faithful. And this, their curiosity was aroused over the program. And it's still happening today. We have people coming right now that first heard the broadcast, and then they want to seek further and investigate what is going on at the church and what Jesus has in store for them. So we just continue to pray that the program will reach hearts and that many people, and you people out there, I've said it before many times, but this program would be useless without you. You are important, and if you weren't there and you weren't listening, we'd just be talking to a mic. And so we're glad that the Word can reach your heart, and we pray that through the message of God's Word that you will be able to have a better relationship with the Heavenly Father that loves you dearly. And so just keep listening. And hang in there, and you'll hear some tidbits along the way that will help you. Thank you so much.
Hey, before you go, Lucille, I wanted to just ask you a question. In all those 35 years, I'm sure there's a few memories, whether they were funny or just wow or whatever else. What probably just right off the top of your head, can you think of a memory that just really still sticks in your mind after all these years?
Well, one fellow that ran our program, and I can't think of his name right now, but he always had on a sweatshirt, and he was there directing, and all of a sudden a little face came up out of his sweatshirt. He had his little Chihuahua dog in his shirt, and I remember we were so amused that that little dog was with him and stuck his head up. One other time that wasn't so much fun, but it worked out, when Daryl was off balance one Sunday morning, and he said, you have to drive. And we got there, and he was fine. He did the broadcast fine. But then I said, I think we better get you to emergency and see why you can't walk straight. And so we didn't know how we were going to get him to the car. So I said to the fella, can we use one of your roller chairs? We put him on the chair and rolled him like it was a wheelchair to the car. And then when we got to emergency, you know, but that time they thought he'd had one of those TIAs, a small stroke.
Wow.
So, but that, I always remember that was pretty touchy that morning.
Yeah.
But he did the broadcast fine, but he couldn't walk straight.
He rose to the occasion.
Yep, he did.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this morning. Thanks so much for sharing those memories. Yeah. And it's always a pleasure to hear from you. And we'll just keep praying and asking the Lord to bless all of the work that we do here on the broadcast for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks so much. Hey, we're going to listen to our first song this morning. This is a song called When They Ring Those Golden Bells. And like I said before, this is one of those old Southern gospel songs that the group a cappella sings. I think you'll really enjoy it. So listen up and enjoy.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals, there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me,
There's a land beyond the river
that we call
the sweet forever.
And we only reach that shore
by
base decree.
In that far,
sweet forever. just beyond
the shining river.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
For you and me.
For you and me.
Can't you hear
the angels singing?
Well, it's the glory.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee.
In that far
off,
sweet forever.
Just beyond
the shining river.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
For you and me. Oh, can't you hear
the angels singing?
Well, it's the glory.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee.
In that far off, sweet forever.
Just beyond
the shining river.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
For you and me.
And good morning, friends, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Solid Rock. I count it a pleasure to come your way this morning, and we trust that you are up and about. We do pray that you will be able to listen for a little bit here as we present a few things from the book of Ephesians today in the New Testament. Of all people, Christians are most blessed. Exceedingly abundant blessings belong to all those who are in Christ. Those who have left all to follow Christ, Mark the 10th chapter, verse 30 says, shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers, sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions. Even with all of the blessings of being in Christ, we have only just begun. In Christ, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, according to verse 3 of chapter 1 in the book of Ephesians.
Okay, we're back this morning after listening to When They Ring Those Golden Bells, some of that kind of old-fashioned Southern gospel music that we all like to listen to. So we've listened to Lucille give a little bit of talk about how she has looked at the broadcast over these last 40 years. And so now we're going to have another special lady tell us some things about the broadcast from her perspective from these last several years that I've been doing the broadcast pretty much on my own. And so here's my wife, Lisa, to share with you some of the thoughts that she has about the broadcast. Lisa?
Good morning. This is Lisa, and it's fun to be on here today, and I'm glad to have this opportunity. It's a special day, and we are thankful for the radio. We are thankful for Lotus Broadcasting and them allowing us this time each and every Sunday morning here in Las Vegas. And the radio is unique in the sense of you have really no idea who is listening. We don't know who hears this. But it is still an opportunity to tell people that there's hope. It gives an opportunity to encourage people to be thinking about heaven, their soul, about Jesus, and we're thankful for that. And it's really nice when somebody shows up at the church and we get to meet them because they've been listening on the radio or a phone call or an email is sent that we heard this. That is great. It's very encouraging to those of us here, and especially to John, that he knows people are listening. And I'm thinking especially today about Larry. Larry listened for quite a little while to the radio before he ventured out to the church over here on Decatur. And it's been great to get to know him and see him each week and to be able to be a part of his life and his spiritual journey and to see him growing in the knowledge and the grace that Christ gives to us. And so if you've been listening, you've been thinking about coming, I just encourage you to go ahead and make that step and reach out. We are a community of believers that care about each other. And sometimes life gets pretty lonely, and it's a blessing to have people that know you and they care about you. And I'm just going to go ahead and read one quick verse here this morning. It's from John chapter 1, and John was an apostle, and he walked with Christ, and this is something he shared with us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And if you know anything about this, John is talking about Jesus. He's also commonly referred to as the Word. And we're just so thankful that he shined that light and that he came. So I hope you'll have a great Sunday and hope that maybe someday we'll get to meet you. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much, Lisa, for sharing that with us. And at this time, we're going to listen to our newer broadcast theme song in all of its fullness. A lot of times at the beginning of the broadcast, you just hear a little bit of Fee singing the song broadcast. But on this 40th anniversary, we want to play it for you in its entirety. So if you're not awake yet, this one ought to get you up out of bed. And so let's take a listen this morning.
morning, friends, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Solid Rock. I'm happy to be here this morning and to share with you a little bit from the Word of God. We're looking at the subject, Love the Cure-All. And our text is going to be taken from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. We'll have that read in just a moment or two. In the early 1950s, there was a product introduced. Maybe some of you can remember it. It was called Hadacol. And it was dubbed a cure-all, claiming to cure any malady of a physical nature that one may have. And claims are one thing, however, and cures are another.
Hello, friends. My name is John Wood. I've been associated with the Solid Rock Gospel broadcast in one form or another for 25 years. As an employee of Lotus Broadcasting back in the 1990s, it was just one of a number of live shows that I was responsible for. It had already been on the air for 14 years when I came on board, so Brother Darrell had everything in place already. My main job at the time was to check the sound levels, cue up the music, and make sure we got off the air at 7:30 sharp. Piece of cake, right? Little did I know then how on fire for the Lord Darrell was, and would continue to be until he went to be with the Lord. Well, 30 minutes is still 30 minutes, and there is only so much message and music you can get into a live program. Fire or no fire, the show cannot go on. It became an adventure for me, and then a labor of love. Other adventurers came after me, and I continued to listen weekly, as many of you have been for all these years. John Racine is another brother that is on fire for the Lord, and the message goes on. Technology has advanced, and the shows are now pre-recorded, and there is still only so much message and music we can get into 30 minutes. Today we celebrate 40 years on the air, bringing you the message of Jesus Christ, and I hope this program has impacted your life as it has mine. I hope you have found comfort in the Lord and the love he has for all of us.
And good morning, friends, and welcome again to another broadcast of The Solid Rock. I want to talk to you this morning about God's church. You know, I read a story the other day of an old country store along an old dirt road that had a sign hanging on their front porch. It read, "There is no place anywhere near this place like this place. So this must be the place." That's how I feel about every true church, God's church, every true congregation of God's people. The old saying goes, the grass is always looking greener on the other side of the fence. I read a story about a man who became so disgruntled and dissatisfied with his house and his property that he decided to sell out. He called a realtor and had it listed. He began to look in the newspaper for a new place. He finally, after several days, saw an ad that described just what he wanted. He called about it and was astonished to find that it was his very own house that he had listed. Well,
that's about all we're going to have time for this morning. Thanks so much for listening to our 40th anniversary broadcast. Thank you, John, and thank you, Lucille, and thank you, Lisa, for sharing your thoughts about the broadcast. And again, I'm just so grateful to be able to have the privilege of sharing the Word of God to encourage you to seek after Jesus in your life and to grab hold of that hope that we have in Him. Hey, we're the Church of Las Vegas. We would love to get to know you. So please come and join us at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. That's 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. And you can meet with us on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and also Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We're going through the letter to the Philippians. And so we really want to encourage you to come out for all of those. If you would like to learn more about us, you can go on our website at thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com, and there you can listen to older radio broadcasts. There are quite a few different video sermons that are up there from all kinds of different men, and we just want you to learn a bit a little more about us so that you can come and join us. And so we're excited about that, but especially in being able to preach the gospel, because it's not men that adds other men to the church. God adds people to the church when they obey the gospel. And so thanks so much for listening this morning to the different ones and to the music. And we'll be back next week, Lord willing, as we continue to move through the Word of God and to teach and expound on it and to challenge your lives with it. We thank you again to Lotus Broadcasting for being able to be on these stations. And we just ask that God would bless your life. Keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
I want to visit with you a little bit this morning concerning marriage. There's one afternoon, a man was sitting with a little girl about 8 years old and looking up from the book of fairy tales that she is reading. She innocently asked, "Does M-I-R-A-G-E spell marriage?" And the man, a little bit of a humorist, he hesitated a moment, and then he said, "Yes, that is one way of spelling it, unfortunately."